This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of June of this year. I'm talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him. He's going to bring us up to speed as the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to be with you.
I know you've had your hands full with so many things going on, but that being said, tell me a little bit about this contest. What is the contest about? Charge on Innovation Challenge. What is that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's sort of a big deal. So the world's biggest mining companies, their goal is to get themselves to carbon zero over a particular part of time. But, you know, they have all this big machinery that they use, including some gargantuan trucks that haul
the ore and everything.
Thank you. The ore and everything.
Yep.
It includes British Petroleum, Rio Tinto, Vail, and 17 other big companies. So they want to convert this fleet of several thousand diesel-powered trucks that are big enough to carry a house, really.
True.
Convert them to electric power. And, you know, these are trucks, the diameter of the tires is 10 foot. They're 350
right.
tons each when they're empty. And they need 400 kilowatt hours just to, on a charge, just to go once they get converted. And so the contestants form into groups. Each group picks a particular piece of the technology and tries to solve it. And so the Rio Tinto and the other judges will be picking several winners, and all these, you know, that first cut, they'll all get a bunch of money to develop their technology even better, and then they'll have another cut where they'll actually give out huge contracts to do it.
Are you guys involved in this challenge?
Absolutely, yeah. Our group is called Charge Mine Better. And we got four different companies getting together to try to develop the charging stations. And whereas most people are going to just use, AC electric or batteries, we're going to use Graphitons supercapacitor banks. And we're also going to use superconductive charging cables, which, you know, have to be kept at very low temperatures, but that's what we're doing. And so this will be really an amazing development, and it will bring us, you know, closer to, much, much closer to our goal of being able to do electric charging stations for cars, buses, and even maybe railroad cars eventually.
And you think you guys are going to get in that space?
Yeah, I think we've got an excellent team, and this is I don't know if there's any other people that are coming in who are doing supercapacitors instead of our product, but I think we have a very good chance of getting funds for further development and maybe winning altogether.
Graphiton, what part are they going to play in this contest?
Well, so they're, of course, the intellectual property people and the scientists that are developing the supercapacitors and the supercapacitor bank. You know, these are carbon-based capacitors so that they're very green and don't have, I mean, when you talk about carbon-based and we're trying to have a low carbon footprint, but low carbon footprint means that you're not putting carbon dioxide into the air. We're just using solid carbon as a substrate for these capacitors.
Did you say the government is financing some of this? You're getting some grant money on this?
Well, it is a grant, but it's a grant from these billion-dollar companies rather than from the government.
Got it. My guest today is Bob Goldstein. He's the CEO and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, let me ask you this. You've got a lot of subsidiaries, a part of the U.S. nuclear family. That being said, it's been a little while since you've given us an update. Give us a little bit of breath of what's going on with those other companies.
Sure. So I think the first one we went into was MIFTEC, and they're producing or going to be producing medical isotopes, which are in a huge shortage position.
Yep.
You know, $10 billion worth of product short every year. And so they're using, in order to produce these medical isotopes, they're using atomic fusion technology, which is being developed by their partner, MIFT. And MIFT is, in addition to developing the underlying product, they're also going to, over time, be supplying electricity to the grid, you know, hopefully eventually producing enough electricity so that the world can, my goal is so that the world can shut down all of its coal fire plants, which are the really dirty ones. And then Graphiton, we've discussed that. They have they do the supercapacitors and the brain stimulation too, and so they're moving ahead. They're trying to get some funding right now. We might spin them off, you know, as a spin-off, but we would still have an important position with the company, and of course the 40% that we own would go up in value tremendously. Another one is that we're just talking up right now is Solar System Resources Company. They're in Krakow, Poland, and their reason for being is to go mining, send out mining borers to mine the moon and the asteroids, maybe Mars. And so they're real firebrands over there, and U.S. Nuclear and Solar System Resources have a joint venture going called USN Solar Sky Mining. It's a new company, and it's going to bring them bring the Krakow Poland company, give it a face here in the United States. And then the newest one is Cali from Above. That's a wholly owned subsidiary that we've just started. And, you know, we're in the drone business looking at sensors on drones. But Cali from Above is everything drones. They sell drones. They have a rent-a-pilot service where you can, you know, for your real estate or to inspect your real estate or your farm or whatever it is, you can rent a pilot that'll do the mission for you and then send you the artwork back, and you're done with that. So it's a way to expand our drone footprint without getting into actually manufacturing drones, which is a sort of a difficult business because there's so many new designs all the time.
All in all, the breadth of all those companies are in good shape, correct?
That's right, yeah.
You know, as you notice that, and I know that it's kind of a 800-pound gorilla in the room, currently your company has a stop sign on it. This is no new news to anybody, but the SEC has put a deadline, September the 28th, for everyone to be in compliance. And your thoughts, where you guys are at on this, and I'm sure your stockholders are concerned about it. I'm sure you guys are stressed out over there about trying to get all the filing that needs to be updated over there to the SEC. Your thoughts?
Yeah. So first of all, I do want to apologize to all our stockholders for getting into this position. And there's a lot of reasons for it. One was a changeover in our accounting staff, which left us sort of without workers in the right place, but whatever, we ended up there, and so now we were three filings short. The big one, of course, was a year-end 2020. We filed that a little bit ago. We expect to file our Q1 2021 filing in the next few days, and then within the next week after that, we believe we can file our Q2. That will bring us up to date and should prevent our going into this gray market and with, you know, three or four weeks to spare. So again, I apologize for being in this position, but we're going to make it.
Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. We got about 30 seconds left. You got the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think that we're a company that's pushing forward in high tech in many different ways, and especially in the electric vehicle charging. This contest is going to bring us from, you know, the laboratory into the real market, I believe.
Bob Goldstein's been my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with all your different companies.
You bet, Everett. You bet.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.